Sand Island was closed more than 3 weeks ago, and bears were sticking their nose and paws into places for goodies that belonged to campers. Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Protection Chief Chris Smith says they use some pops and bangs to drive bears away from people places.
Air horns, throwing things at the bears, rubber bullets, rubber buckshot, beanbag rounds, things like that, noisemakers, to try and scare them away.
Smith says they can't do that with visitors on the island, but another reason they're able to reopen Sand Island is Mother Nature's menu has improved.
The blueberries, it looks like a bumper crop, and they should be ripening up within a week. And we got some moisture, so everything's blooming, and there's lots of stuff for the bears to eat in those logs, grubs, and bugs and stuff that they should be eating anyway.
While the island reopened to day campers, it won't be open to night campers until next Sunday. One way they're able to know the bears, and there are about 10 on Sand Island, are back in their own digs, is a trail cam.
We didn't get very many pictures. It's like when the people stopped showing up, the bear stopped showing up. So we put the cameras out, and we only got a handful of pictures. So if you go to the Facebook page and just put in Apostle Island, there's a nice profile of the bear picture there.
One picture has a bear looking up at a sign that reads, Bear Alert. You'll have to full screen the picture to see that detail. And the Apostle Islands people insist it isn't photoshopped. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.